Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez Santana.
Governor Mike DeLeavy introduced the Capital Access, Revenue Protection, and Open Procurement Act to improve food security and independence for Alaska. The Crop Act, under House Bill 296 and Senate Bill 211, will incentivize the growth for food production within Alaska. It will also help to reduce risks through amendments to existing statutes. Alaska's reliance on importing so much of our food creates a vulnerability. While we can't change the weather, we can change policy to optimize Alaska's agricultural output, said Governor Mike DeLeavy. Farming has always come with risks that are outside of man's control. However, the Crop Act will reduce financial risks and cultivate an economic environment where Alaska's food producers can succeed and Alaska can be more self-reliant. There are three major components of the Crop Act: increasing access to and availability of agricultural loans, revising crop insurance premium subsidies, and stimulating state spending on Alaskan agricultural and fishery products. The first component, which is improving agricultural revolving loan funds, would have the bill amend the fund by repealing outdated loan limits and allowing the Board of Agriculture and Conservation to set new limits into regulation. It also expands the range of loans to include shipping costs and refinancing. The Crop Act would also provide a $4 million capital injection into the fund, which would be the first since 1986. As for crop insurance updates, the bill will also amend the existing law, which requires the state to provide premium support to farmers for crop insurance policies. Finally, the revised Preference for Alaska-Grown and Harvested Products bill repeals limits on purchasing Alaska-grown or harvested products for 5 years. For more on this story, visit our website at radiokenai.com. It looks like a favorable bid has allowed for some reconsideration on the Saldana Fieldhouse. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Soldotna Fieldhouse received some good news during a work session on Wednesday when officials revealed that following a favorable bid from Criterion Construction, there was now room in the budget to begin adding back some features that had been cut. Initial construction cost analysis in late 2023 showed the project was significantly over budget and that several design features would need to be tabled, including the connector atrium intended to run between the existing Soldotna Regional Sports Complex and the planned fieldhouse.
These are some of the value engineering items that pre-bid in order to get the budget down to where we could responsibly bid the project and expect to be able to award it. We took some stuff out of the project. And these are some things we're thinking about putting back into the project that we think are important enough to reconsider.
Said Soldotna City Public Works Director Kyle Cornelis. Most of the items Cornelis referred to were smaller design scope additions that totaled less than an estimated $500,000 and include audio-video elements, programming equipment, and more. The big item cut from the pre-bid budget, however, that council members were especially interested in seeing added back to the project is the atrium connector. This connection was designed as a foyer and pre-function area to serve both the field house and conference rooms included in the pre-bid draft, as well as restrooms and staff efficiencies.
I'm also a very strong advocate of seeing the connector restored. That's a top priority for me. And I would like to know the total cost of what these optionals are because, you know, in addition to knowing the total cost of the connector.
Said Councilmember Jordan Chilson.
I think we should at least look at the option on the table to, okay, well, maybe we do hold off on the acoustical panels and we buy the mid-tier sports equipment rather than the best that money can buy and steer some of that money into getting the connector and holding off on that stuff.
The Soldotna Fieldhouse is projected to open in winter of 2025. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.